Well, a more a jocose note to conclude on is this poem, a lighter, less serious poem, I guess, that you all know what sonnet diction is. It's that phony kind of diction bad poets fall into when they try to write sonnets, full of poeticisms. And this is why it seems to young writers today, most sonnets are pretty awful. They're good enough for E.E. Cummings, Dylan Thomas maybe, but most young writers feel they're not going to do sonnets because they're awful. Most are awful. So is most free verse awful. Most all poetry is awful. Most. I realize that if there's such a thing as sonnet diction, there are also a lot of words which have never appeared in sonnets before. And I thought it might be fun to try to collect some of these and write a sonnet using a whole lot of words that didn't quite know where they were, that had never been in sonnets before. I mean words like skedaddle. You don't find that in sonnets. Or a word like bamboozle. At least you don't find it much. Well, I got quite a collection of these, and then I went through the dictionary to get enough to write the sonnet, and it turned out to be about the West, about a bad guy who stole the good wife's girl and also his money and ran off with it. And then I realized, the muse told me, that this is the story of Helen of Troy. That too was a frontier incident in history. A man ran off with a woman, and that's how the Trojan War started. So I call this Agamemnon before Troy. This is what in T.S. Eliot we might call juxtaposing present and past, or something like that. Agamemnon before Troy, and I found a quotation from the German historian Ranke, Er will bloß zeigen, wie es eigentlich gewesen, which is something like he'll show how exactly it happened, the historian he's talking about. And then I put these words together like this. A traipsin' from a shindig I unsaddles. Three floozies and a blatherin' buckaroo wangle the whole caboodle and skedaddles. You in cahoots with that shebang, skidoo. Seein' if you're the critters I suspicion, you varmints ain't a-goin' to hot foot far. Sartin galoots is spilin' for conniptions. Well, there's a posse hustlin' here and there, fixin' to put the kibosh on shenanigans by landin' scalawags in the calaboose. Horn swoggled. Such palaver with bamboozlin' coyotes gets my dander up. Vamoose, totin spondulix and the cutie too, they're itchin' for a whang-dang howdy-do. And that's how the Trojan War started. Thank you very much.